Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. That is the music of one of the most unique cultures and people on the planet. The rich, multi-layered storytelling sounds of the Caribbean. Well, WHUR is home of the Caribbean Experience. It's one of the most celebrated radio programs in America, focusing on the sounds, the history, the events, and life of Caribbean people. Well, this week, the Caribbean Experience celebrates 50 years on the radio. And tonight we hear from the man himself, the host, John Blake. He's been there since the beginning and still going strong. Also joining us, audio engineer and one of the first producers of the program, Bobby Adams. There are so many others we're going to hear from tonight, including dedicated fans of the program. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. John Blake, congratulations, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so much fun. I didn't realize 50 years had passed.
Yeah, I get it. And you know, you don't look a day over the 24 years old that you were here.
Thanks.
Bobby Adams, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing good, Harold.
I am so glad to have both of you here. There is so much to discuss with this historic signature program. John, kind of take us back to 1972. What was the genesis of this program?
Well, you know, I graduated from National Academy of Broadcasting, which was in Washington, D.C. It was a school that was run by actual broadcasters on the air with experience. So I was groomed very well. And I remember one of the instructors asked me, what are you going to do now that you graduated? And I told him, I'm going to work at Howard University radio station, as if I knew exactly that was going to work out. But it did, thank God. And, you know, those early days, it seemed like magic. You know, I just knew that this was the place for me. And, you know, as history has proven, it has worked out totally. So I thank God for that.
How did the program start?
We started with two pilot projects. The first one was the Independence of Jamaica, which is August 6th. And following up on that one, it was very successful. We had the Independence of Trinidad and Tobago right after that in August 31st. So those were the dates. We had two recorded programs as pilot programs for the Caribbean Experience. Tom Jones, who was then the program director, he asked me the question, how would you like to do a weekly show? And it's funny, you know, as it turned out, I, of course, accepted that invitation. And the rest is history, I guess, you know. I think looking back, it's, you know, to me, it's a gift. And I thank God for that gift.
Indeed. You know, Bobby, you were a producer about 6 months after the program started. You were new here at WHUR at the time. Talk to me about that time and what was your role?
Well, first of all, let me tell you how I got started.
Sure.
with this gentleman to my right here, John Blake. Mm-hmm. I was listening to WHUR and I called him up one day because there was an absence of music from Guyana. So I said, John,
your home.
My hometown, yeah, Guyana. So I said, John, do you have any music from Guyana? He said, no. But you can always, you know, you can bring me some. So the next week, I got me an armful of records, and I came in with music. There were Guyanese music. It wasn't a lot, but it was, quite a few. He played them. The following week, he said, okay, bring me some more and whatever other music that you have in your possession. So I picked up some Guyanese music, some Sparrow, and some, different Caribbean music. So when I got there, he played it all, and then he said, I told you to bring me some Guyanese music, but then you brought me the Mighty Sparrow.
Right.
But the thing is, this Mighty Sparrow was born in Grenada,
right?
But he grew up in Trinidad and Tobago. So with him telling me that, okay, I brought Sparrow instead of Guyanese music, so I had to remind him that the Mighty Sparrow was stolen from by the Trinidadians. So if they can claim the Mighty Sparrow, I don't see why Guyanese couldn't claim the Mighty Sparrow also.
You see the back and forth that I have to deal with here with these two guys when they get together. We are celebrating 50 years of the Caribbean experience. I'm talking to John Blake, the only host. He was there from the absolute beginning. Also Bobby Adams, audio engineer here, who was a producer for the program. We are going to be going to the phones in a bit, but first, let me bring in Jim Watkins. Jim Watkins was the general manager here at WHUR for many, many years. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
I'm doing fine with these two wonderful, crazy guys. You know them better than I. So you know how they're in here already cutting up.
Oh, yeah. I've known them for a long time. Stop lying.
Jim, talk to me about the Caribbean experience, its early days, and what it meant to you, the station, and to the community.
Well, it's interesting. The Caribbean Experience was probably one of the most educational shows we had on the air. Mm-hmm. And the reason was that most of us didn't know the expanse of the music from the Caribbean. We all thought it was one particular style. And because of John and his show, we learned there was all kinds of different styles of music from the Caribbean. And we learned a lot about Caribbean life and the news reports and stuff that was there. So it was something that was really, really unique for our marketplace.
Yeah. I remember, my parents listened to it when I was growing up here in the D.C. metro. And so it, it's like the Daily Drum, the Quiet Storm, and the other signature programs. I mean, it is part of the lifeblood, Jim, of WHUR.
Absolutely, no question. And we had a lot of fun in the early days of the Caribbean Experience. For me, one of my big things is I like doing live remote.
Mm-hmm.
I know. John is that laughing.
Yes, I remember
all kinds of hell to get these live remotes on the air. I remember one particular one that I believe was a Malcolm X Park.
Yes, is that right? Meridian Hill.
And
yeah.
We set up for it. We had sponsors for it, and we came out there the day before, and there were no telephone lines.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you made it happen.
Yeah, like we often do in every case. We just have to make it happen. Jim, we have so many people to talk to, and it's so good to hear your voice. Any final words you want to share with John on this 50th anniversary?
Well, John, you're very, very special to me.
Yes.
Because we have a very, very special relationship.
We do.
That people probably would not even understand. But you are the Caribbean Experience, and I'm just so honored that I had the opportunity to work with you over all the years. I'm glad to see that you're still up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, my friend.
Thanks for your support.
Bobby. Yeah, Jim. Thank you so much, Jim.
Jim, thank you so much. Of course, Jim had retired from WHUR, but now we're going to hear from the current general manager, Sean Plater, general manager of WHUR, the entire Howard University Radio Network, and WHUT-TV. Sean wanted to share this with us.
The Caribbean Experience has been a big part of WHUR and its history. I mean, look, WHUR is celebrating 50 years, 1971, and right after that is the Caribbean Experience. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a legacy core program of the station. And John has just done an outstanding job over the years being a part of festivals, doing live broadcasts, being at the crossroads. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Caribbean Experience really was a place and is a place for cultures to come together. Those who are from the Caribbean, allowing us here in D.C. to experience what their culture is like, and then those that are living here in D.C. From the Caribbean to get a taste of home and just feel that vibe and know that your other Caribbean brothers and sisters are here. And so we're kind of learning from each other, and it's kind of cultural connecting point of the Caribbean Experience. So John has done a great job over the years of presenting that and introducing the audiences to what's happening across the Caribbean and keeping us informed. I will say, you know, growing up here in D.C., one of the things that I can remember is, you know, 2 a.m., 12 midnight on a Saturday night, you're in the car switching stations, and most stations are at the club or something like that, but not HUR. HUR was always doing something a bit different, and you would hear that Caribbean beat, and they'd be like, whoa, okay. And you're being introduced to new music, and John's coming in with the latest news from the Caribbean, giving you updates and all types of other features. And so this is something that's been so special and, again, a part of WHUR and our community connection for the last 50 years. So, John, thank you for all the work that you've put in over the years, and to the team that's worked on the show over that time period. And to our listeners, thank you so much for listening to the Caribbean Experience. And we're so excited that it continues each and every week over on SiriusXM.
Yes, and thanks for your support.
Yeah, I just had this image of our general manager at the club.
That's an interesting
That's
image.
That's an interesting thing. You know, one of the other significant people who played a large role in the Caribbean Experience is Kojo Namdi. Of course, a lot of people know him as a news anchor here at WHUR for years, but he was also a producer for that show. Kojo, are you there?
I certainly am. Good evening, everyone.
Right.
How are you?
What's up, Kojo?
Hey, Kojo. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, I'm now on the air with, you know, all of these melodious accents. Kojo, talk to me about your experience with the Caribbean Experience and what it meant to you.
First of all, allow me to say congratulations to my brother, John Blake.
Thank you.
Who, if he's been on the air for 50 years, then I've known him for 50 years. I actually started a year or so after John did. Mm-hmm. But even though I started in the news department, it was clear from the very beginning that I was going to have a special relationship with the Caribbean Experience, because not only am I from the Caribbean, but because before I came to the station, I had been listening to the Caribbean Experience and got to know John, not in a personal way, but as a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted to make some kind of contribution to the Caribbean Experience. And the way that evolved, I began doing news reports for the Caribbean Experience, and I began doing interviews on the Caribbean Experience. And John and I became closer. We began to work together on a number of projects, including working together in the early days of the D.C. Caribbean Carnival. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was a pure pleasure. It allowed me to not only get more into my roots and understanding of the Caribbean, but to be a part of a phenomenon that the Caribbean community in Washington, D.C. valued very highly. And so that was pure pleasure for me. As we talk a little bit more, I may get into some more specifics.
Yeah. Real quick, before I go to a break, Kojo, what did you learn from John?
Well, first, broadcasting. When I came to WHUR, I had virtually no broadcast experience, and John was and is the ultimate professional. The first day I was on the air, I could hear my piece popping on the microphone. And John was able to offer me advice about how to do this, how he taught himself how to do this over the years. And that helped me to go from amateur, essentially, to professional broadcasters, listening to John, listening to the way John enunciated, listening to how calmly and coolly he sounded on the air, those were all learning experiences for me, which I treasure to this day.
Yeah. Coach Onamdi, thank you so much for sharing. Real quick, John, anything you want to share with Kojo right before the break?
Thanks for your support over the years. I really didn't know that I was such an influence in your broadcasting, but thanks for returning it to the station here as well in the past.
Yeah.
Anytime, JB.
Kojo, good to hear from you again, my brother. Take care of yourself.
Always a pleasure. I'll try.
All right. We are going to take a break, but don't forget, you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. You can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live. If you are on the phone, the Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm. The celebration, 50 years of the Caribbean experience, continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are celebrating 50 years of the Caribbean experience, one of Howard University Radio Network's signature programs. In studio with me is the host, John Blake, and one of the first producers of the program, Bobby Adams. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go to the phone, you know, everybody's talking about this show, but I want to hear from you. You know, it's been 50 years, Bobby. How has the show evolved?
Well, in 50 years, I must say that the show has not really evolved much. I'll tell you why. The format has remained basically the same: music, talk, information, interviews. That's been the Caribbean experience from day one, and also with the Caribbean experience, it has always been like a team effort with the Caribbean experience. We have John. We still have him as the head of everything. But then there was a supporting cast, folks who would bring records, folks who would do the community pipeline that they call it, which is like the community's choice at WHUR. We give it information on the community. You will have folks like me in the back room cutting up the reel-to-reel tape in those days.
Reel-to-reel tape. Yes, oh, how about that?
You know what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was no MP3s in those days.
Right.
You know, so it was a team effort. And that has been the real thing of the Caribbean experience, a real team effort with a group of people, volunteers, came together to create this fantastic show. John was like the voice, but behind, most people didn't know the confusion and the work that went on behind the Caribbean experience. Mm-hmm. And that continued up until recently, really, mm-hmm. in terms of the production of the Caribbean experience. Mm-hmm. So in essence, it was a show that was good for its time, but yet it has the longevity to continue on into the future. It's more like a show that never got old, let's put it that way.
John, this, as I said in the beginning, is a story about, this is a show about a people. It's not just music. Mm. What, you know, does this show mean not only to, you know, the D.C. community, but now we're on Sirius XM, Channel 141, and people beyond the D.C. metropolitan area are listening.
Yes. You know, I only got a sense of the vibrant contribution the show has made over the years. When I attended an event down on the Ellipse, and there were people like of three different generations, you know, children, teenagers, adults, all coming up to me and thanking me for the show, the broadcasting. Then I got to realize what it meant to them. and the value of what I've been doing. For me, it was fun, but then I got a sense of, hey, this goes beyond fun.
This is
making a contribution.
Yeah, you are still touching people.
Yes.
You know, and that is so important. I want to go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Karen Campbell. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, Johnny Blake. Hey, Harold.
Hey.
Bobby.
Hey.
Everybody.
We're doing good, Karen.
Johnny Blake, you know I love you.
I know you do.
I do. I loved you from day one, and I've loved you. I'm not going to say for how many years.
I love you back.
He claimed how old he was, and I'm still the kid on the block, so I'm going to claim that. But I just want to tell you thank you so very much for fighting for that show, for pushing for that show, for making it stay, for making it work, for always making it fresh. You did for me, this little girl from Southeast Washington. You opened up the world to me. You were my internet.
Okay.
You were my global experience. And I mean, if the Caribbean Experience was a flagship radio program, you, my friend, were the captain.
Thank you.
And I will always love you for that. And so much more than the Caribbean Experience. I could go on and on. I know you don't have time for that, but one thing I want to say about John, in addition to the fact that he's always been consistent, Harold, you talked about how it's evolved, but I think the show has just been consistent. We know what to expect. We know the excellence is going to be delivered, and we know the person that's bringing it. And so that means a lot. But the other thing I wanted to mention before I go, you had Kojo, now you got me, and that's because John also had a level of news excellence. He had an eye for news. He was always there as a producer, sometimes even as a reporter. And I appreciated, John, everything that you gave me, not just from the music perspective, but from having the world perspective that I needed to be able to do the job that I did. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
Love you. May God continue to bless your life richly.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, Karen Campbell, a former reporter and anchor here from way back. Karen, thank you so much for giving us a call. I want to go now to Joseph Carlton. Now, Joseph Carlton.
No, Carlton Joseph.
Carlton Joseph. Thank you. Carlton Joseph. He says that he was a mentor for you. Carlton, thank you so much for joining the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
How's things going? Hi, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
What's happening, Carlton?
I'm pretty good.
You know, Carlton, talk to me about the program. You helped John develop the muscularity of it.
Let me say, I wouldn't say help develop. What I would say is, John came to me back then. I was the only guy with all the equipment. and he had this idea that he wanted to do this Caribbean show. Remember, nothing like that existed in the area at all. And so we spent a few Sundays at my house taping and producing what he called back then the pilot. I had no idea. I was a Howard student at the time. I had no idea about pilots and stuff like that. So the next thing I knew is that we had a pilot done, and then he announced that, hey, you know, I got the slot, and that was the birth of that. And so it was just amazing how it all happened, and it became the voice for the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then later on, you know, it became, it was the focal point in getting people like Dennis Brown, Steel Pulse, when we had Caribbean Summer in the Parks. And so WHUR partnered with us, and so we did live shows, whole day shows every summer on the Ellipse, and it was just, this is a beautiful kind of thing to see how a little idea, a little pilot on tape, could blow up, could blow up the Caribbean. In fact, it kind of gave us a presence in the area.
Sure it did.
Yeah. From your perspective, Carlton, some 50 years later, what does this show now mean to the Caribbean community here and abroad?
Well, I think, the thing is that it means a lot to the Caribbean, but I think that the late hours doesn't really give it the exposure that I think it deserves.
Mm.
That's just my personal opinion. I think that, you know, when we used to have it on Sunday evenings and then on Saturday evenings, it was great. And then even when it got to be kind of late at night, people would tune into it and make sure that they would ride to the parties with it. And then after the parties, they would ride home with it.
Yeah.
Because the parties would be over, like, say, 1 o'clock. And so, to me, it's all about placement.
Yeah.
Placement is the key.
Well, I want to thank you, Carlton, for spending some time with us and enjoying in the celebration of 50 years of the Caribbean Experience. And I appreciate you sharing with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
202.
All the best to you, John, Bobby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're celebrating 50 years of the Caribbean Experience. Let's go to Darice. Calling from Silver Spring. Darice, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Heartiest congratulations to you, Darice. John. And hi, Bobby.
Hi, Darice.
Hi there.
I got Darice. Darice. You help me with it. Help me with my accent.
Yeah, Darice Dean.
Congratulations. I am so much in awe of the work you have done over the years. You brought so much to Washington. I remember having had the opportunity in the 80s and 90s to work with you in the news segment.
Mm-hmm.
And you were always unflappable, consummate professional,
mm-hmm.
and you rode the ride, you rode the tide and weathered the storm mm-hmm. with such resilience over the years, with the changing in times, the cut in the hours, always with humility, affability, integrity,
mm-hmm.
and with such dignity and grace. And I've really been always very, very impressed by that. And you've been a consummate professional. It's been a pleasure for the few times that I've had to work with you in the news segment. And I'm so glad that you were able to see 50 years. Great congratulations to you. And continue the
Thank
great
you.
Work. And hi to you too, Bobby.
Hi.
Hanging in there.
Yes, ma'am. All
right. Well, Darice, thank you so much for giving us a call. We appreciate you participating in this celebration. I want to go now to Vaughn Martin, because Vaughn was a former producer. Vaughn, are you there?
Yes, Harold, I'm here.
Go right ahead, Vaughn. Say hello to John and Bobby and talk to us about your best memories of this program. And when were you here?
Well, in 72, I joined John in the later part of 72. A good friend of ours from Barbados, Bernice King, suggested that instead of doing a show of my own, join John, and because the community needs to get bigger, to take on two programs. And it was a great pleasure, you know, meeting John and working with him, you know. I have to say that in complimenting you, that because you influenced me in mm-hmm. designing my program as a magazine program, news,
right.
music, and interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to compliment you on that. And thank you so much for, you know, allowing me to participate in a dream come true, because mine has continued to go through.
Indeed.
Has made me a professional indeed.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot, Vaughn. It mm-hmm. means a lot coming from you. Mm-hmm.
Bobby, you want to just say a quick word to Vaughn?
Hey, Vaughn. I remember when you were here doing the community pipeline.
Right.
Yep. Yes, man. And I learned a lot from you also, and John being here. I was the youngest of the in the bunch there.
Right.
And, and, the old bunch.
Yes, and it
but,
was...
But you know what I think also the significance and impact of the program was the creation of what we call a Caribbean Experience team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Where you get people every after every program to do an analysis and so forth, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was a great interaction, you know.
Yes, as I said, it was a complete team effort here on the Caribbean Experience over the years.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Von Martin, thank you so much for sharing in this celebration on the air with us. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
You know, we have so many people to talk about, but before we go back, I do want to talk about the fact that, as you said, John, this was more than just about music and culture. You know, there was a lot of news that came out of the Caribbean that became so important, obviously, you know, for my time here. You know, we deal with, you know, the hurricanes in the Caribbean, Haiti, the earthquakes, plural, still an issue. Talk to me about the news value of the program.
You know, for a lot of...
I didn't understand that.
Go. Somebody needs to turn their Siri off. Please go right ahead.
You know, I lost my thought when I...
Yeah, no, I was talking about the news value of the program.
Right, exactly. You know... It brought a great significance, greater, I should say, significance by me getting feedback from the listeners. We had prime ministers coming into office. We also had the death of prime ministers and other notables in the Caribbean region. So it was their link to what's going on back home for many Caribbean folks. And even if they're not from the Caribbean, you know, those folks who learned a lot by listening to our news items and of course, the music, I think it meant a lot to them as well. You know, in the early days of the Caribbean Experience, the folks who traveled were the folks who had money and was able to travel, and they were mostly white listeners. But later on, as it evolved, more people started to travel to the Caribbean. And I would say that a lot of that is because of our being able to expose, you know, the black audience to the Caribbean and what it means. They discovered that, hey, there's a whole other world out there to discover.
Yeah. Bobby, your thoughts about the news value of the program?
Well, in those days, we got news from Kano, news agency in Barbados. We also had a correspondent in New York who provided us with news. And we touched on a lot of topics that, you know, had really kept the Caribbean community informed. And we entertained them also. But because remember, in those days, there was no internet.
Right, exactly.
Newspapers, we got our newspapers from home. It was mailed to us. So... the value that the Caribbean Experience brought to the Caribbean community in and around the D.C. area was invaluable.
Yeah.
You know, we really appreciated that service provided by John and the team here at WHUR.
I would say also, you know, my late stepfather, George Ferguson, was from Nassau. He was from the Bahamas. And while he, you know, he lived here, he's been gone now some 17 years, but... when he married my mom back in the 80s, he was a fan of the program. And it's funny, you talk about mailing the newspapers. That is what the family there did. Mm-hmm. And so he got a lot of his news and information from the Caribbean Experience. And, mm-hmm. and so, again, he, you know, he knew who you were. He was definitely a fan. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the phone lines now. Let's go to Tony Carr, a former music producer.
Yes.
Tony, are you there?
I'm here.
Mr.
Kiar. Tony, John's face lit up. Talk to me about the music for this program when you were here.
Well, I was on the radio for a couple of years at WPFWWOL. And when those...
Who? Programs, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Tony.
And when those programs closed, I volunteered... at the Caribbean Experience with John. as times went by, I learned to run the board. And when Bobby used to have a 50-minute music program called, what was it again, Bobby?
The Party Mix.
Party Mix.
Right.
And when he and John would be in the back putting his news and his interviews together, I used to just play the music. When it was time for commercial, I would go get John and say, John, commercial time in 2 minutes. He comes, he did his job, he went back and so forth. And the first hour or so of the program. But I can tell you something.
Real
what
quick.
What I learned from John is never to panic.
Be cool.
John is that.
never panic. I'll give you something that struck me all these years. John and Bobby used to go to Trinidad's Carnival every year. So I was left to take care of the music. And there was this brother who used to come in. I think his name was, is it Tyrone Barksdale?
Barksdale, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would be telling Mr. Barksdale things about the artists, the music we are playing about the artists. I would tell him things about what is happening in Carnival at that very hour, because I went to Carnival a couple of times, so I knew. And this guy was so smooth. He would just soak up this thing. And finally, smooth. One day, I got a call and from a lady who was well-known here in the Caribbean community, Addie Green.
Yeah. Real quick, because I've got a lot to get to.
Okay. Addie Green asked me who is this guy? Why he knows so much about the Caribbean? I said, oh, I'm telling him. But he was so smooth. The only person that was missing was John. The program was of the same high standard. But, I've learned from John, never
panic.
Never to panic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with John and the Caribbean experience. You know, I certainly hats off to the last 50 years and looking forward to many more. Thank you so very, very much. I want to go to, real quick, Damon, calling from D.C. Damon, thanks for calling. Real quick, what's on your mind?
Hey, this is Damon Johnson. What's up, John? Hey, Bobby.
Hey, DJ. What's up, boss?
Hey, first, I want to thank Bobby. Bobby called me. I was in London. I'm just coming back from covering Notting Hill Carnival. So I'm sort of jet lagged, but I'm glad I got a chance to call in. I've been with the program as a listener since 72, I moved back to D.C. Actually, the building that the program is in currently is where I was born. I was born in Freedman's Hospital. Moved to New York, came back to D.C. in 72. One day, I decided just to walk up to the radio station in probably the mid-90s and knock on the door. John opened the door, and we've been friends ever since.
Wow.
I've mixed soca music for him over the years. I was in the studio when his father passed. I saw the love. When they came, it surprised me. His wife, Alma, was there, and I'd never seen her at the studio at that time. And, you know, so I've been through a lot of monumental things. John and I also almost share similar birthdays. John's birthday is May 1st. My birthday is May 3rd. Mm. And he's actually pushed me in the mix of music. I was a DJ in D.C. for many years. I only mix soca music now, but I mix soca music for the show, and I've done that for many years. Bobby and John can attest to that. So, okay. But we've been friends. He shared his family in Trinidad, and I have Trinidadian roots, I should say.
That's
I can't
right.
say Trini roots because, you know, there's some people that don't like that word Trini, but I use the word Trini. I remember getting chewed out by, the guy that did the
Oh, Damon, yeah. I've got
to go.
I've got to go. But thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing with us and calling in. I now want to talk to Lisa Holloman.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa was a producer here for many, many years and just such a wonderful sister. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hello there. Hello. How are you?
Hello, I'm Lisa. Good. It is so good to hear your voice, Lisa.
Lisa.
So nice to speak with you. And hello, John and
hello.
Bobby.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa, share with us your best memories. And also, I want you to, if you can talk a little bit about some of the public service and philanthropic things that the Caribbean experience has been tied to.
Oh, my goodness. So much, right? So much rich history of WHUR and the Caribbean experience. Well, Don, I cannot believe it's been 18 years.
Wow.
So, yes, I started in 2004 with the Caribbean experience and John Blake. And I have to say he's been just such an inspiration to me. It's such a true blessing to be able to do what you are so passionate about and what you excel in. John, I commend you.
Thanks.
Lisa, talk to me about your best memory of working on the program. I mean, I'm sure there's so much, but the thing that really stands out for you.
That's almost impossible because 18 years. No one thing that that stands out, honestly, but just the collective experience.
Well, Lisa, I appreciate you sharing with us. It's good to hear your voice. Just a wonderful person. John, any words for Lisa?
Lisa has been a great contribution to the program. One of the things that I really love about her is that she keeps up with what's going on currently, you know, as well as the history of reggae music. The reggae mixes are done by her. And I always get surprises when I listen to her mix because it's always reflecting something else that I mentioned in the program by somehow we seem to, walk on the same grounds.
After 18 years and counting, right?
That's right. After 18 years experience, indeed. And I thank you for that.
Bobby, you want to share anything with Lisa?
Lisa, we greatly appreciate you and your service to the Caribbean experience. And even though you sort of like hug the reggae mix, the reggae segment and the Caribbean experience, please give me a chance to show off my reggae skills also. But anyway, Lisa, we love you very much and we thank you so much for contributing to the Caribbean experience.
Lisa,
my pleasure. I love you guys. And looking forward, to continuing to do what we do and, with evolving technology. We may have to meet up in the metaverse.
Yeah, there you go. Lisa Holloman, thank you so much for sharing with us. I did want to talk a little bit about, we've spoken about the music, we've spoken about the culture, we've spoken about the news, but, Truth and Service here at Howard University, that is our mantra, and every program does that. Talk to me about the public service and the kind of philanthropic things that we've done, and you've participated in some of the radiothons and the like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. You only get a sense of the value of what we broadcast by getting feedback from the listeners, and that's what really informed me over the years of the value of the program. And so I thank all those folks who would come up to me or call me or write, to me about the value of the program and what it has meant to them and, their generations that follow them. So I thank them for that because that means a lot. The feedback is important.
And how we've helped people in the community. I remember when after the earthquake in Haiti, and we had we went to Haiti the year after that earthquake, and there were so many students from the Caribbean and specifically Haiti that I went with, and you know, it was a really powerful thing during the alternative spring break, Bobby, and that was just a piece of what this radio station, along with the Caribbean Experience, has done for the community.
Yes, and also too, we cannot forget in Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving broadcast.
Yes, yeah. Food to Feed. Exactly.
Food to Feed.
And before that, it was, what's the name before Food to Feed?
Project Harvest.
Project Harvest, yes. With the late Patrick Ellis here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, as you said, service has always been the mantra of this radio station. And it extended beyond, it extended to everyone at the station as made a contribution in some way or form. You know, throughout the years here at Howard University.
Yeah, it's, as I said in the beginning, there's no program like the Caribbean Experience, nowhere in this country. It is iconic. It is a signature of who this, of who we are. And Bobby, you were about to say something real quick.
Yeah, real quick. Our listeners have been asking, where's the Caribbean Experience? And we want them to know the Caribbean Experience is on Sirius XM,
right.
Channel 142, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to midnight.
One more time.
Channel 142, Sirius XM Radio, 10 p.m. on Saturdays, 10 to midnight.
John,
and I must say, John, it's been a labor of love working on the Caribbean Experience.
Thank you. John Blake, congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you.
Bobby Adams, thanks for sharing the microphone with us. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you too. Thank you too, Harold.
That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, September 2nd. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Malek Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Wilson, and engineer Iron Waller, as well as Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Sirius XM, Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington, D.C., a part of the Howard University Radio Network.
At the bar tops, drinking them straight with no regrets. Obviously, I got a problem. I like.